Today's Wednesday, the 22nd of September 2010. Last weekend, there were a lot of celebrations and commemorations of the Battle of Britain and the 70-year anniversary in World War II. Last weekend, I was sorting through some of my mother's papers with my sister, and we came across a personal letter written to my mother by her very great friend, Peggy Miller. The letter was about Peggy's brother, Len Miller, who had been captured abroad, and he was, according to the notes on the letter, he was a Lancaster pilot and he was awarded the DFC. I'm recording it here because I think the contents of are very interesting. So it's dated the 11th of September 1944. Dearest Brenda, many thanks indeed for your very welcome letter and the thought expressed therein. No, I just can't begin to tell you how we all feel about it. It's too marvellous for words. All that I can tell you, I might as well say here, because heaven knows when we will meet again. Well, here goes. I received a ring 3 hours after I rang you last, and there he was. So I flew out immediately and met him and Colin, the Australian boy who escaped with him from Sudetenland, and we went to lunch. They looked absolute ruffians, torn and dirty and tired, wearing half battle dress and half would-be civilian clothes, and Len was carrying a haversack and Colin a brown paper parcel. The waiter seating us at table gave a very funny look and visibly blanched when they placed their guns on the table before them. They were tickled pink at the thought of eating with knives and forks again, and Colin had automatically brought out his clasp knife to eat with. For the past month, they've been with the Maquis. They escaped just after Len received our telegram saying that the house had been bombed. It clinched matters for him, I think. They had to walk a dickens of a way to France, but they got through after 3 days, and afterwards they joined up with the Maquis and have been tootling around with machine guns in cars, and in fact lived the material for a film. Before arriving in Sudetenland, Len originally came down in Strasbourg, whence to Sudetenland. It's a pretty good walk, I think you will agree. He did it in 4 days on 1/4 pound of chocolate and much determination. Once he walked into a Gestapo headquarters by mistake and had to casually saunter out again whistling Lily Marlene. I should have explained that all of this was while he was wearing an old pair of overalls, which he wore over his flying kit for such emergency. He did a fair amount of sabotaging in his own small way, such as pulling bungs out of oil containers of farm tractors, etc. Of course, he's been 3 days on interrogation alone, and he now has 3 weeks leave. He's volunteered for mosquitoes, and if it's proved okay for him to be on ops again, will, in time, go on them. But there is a chance that having once escaped from enemy territory, he may not be allowed to do any more ops. I hope he isn't, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed for the end of the war. The letter goes on with some domestic details about when Peggy's going to meet up with my mother again.